Well, welcome back to our next edition of What's Up America with Mike Kara, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest from Thornville, Ohio, Terry Douglas, who is from the Terry Douglas Band and is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. And Terry, it's such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today as we talk all about, you know, your great music. And first of all, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and where you feel your love and passion for music comes from?
Okay. Terry Douglas. I'm from Thornville, Ohio. Father, a husband, songwriter. You know, for me, music has always been a part of my life. And, you know, it's always been there regardless of what's going on other places in my life. And I really started becoming pretty serious about it probably about 10, 15 years ago. I just started writing songs and you know, people liked them. So, you know, I just kept doing it. And, you know, my passion kind of stems back from my parents growing up in Lodi, Ohio, which is about a couple hours north of where I live now. Growing up in Lodi, Ohio, we didn't have a whole lot going on. I mean, there's not a lot to do in the town. So, music was a huge influence for me there. We had everything on the little 45s from, you know, classic country to Motown to current stuff at the time back in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s. I can remember times where when I first started playing guitar, I would come home from school and really quick do my homework and then sit there and play guitar till 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's been with me my whole life. So.
Oh, fantastic. So Terry, we want to talk a little bit about your music. So you describe your music kind of as country. Is that it, sir?
Yeah, it's like a country. It dips like in classic country, and it also dips its toes into Southern rock a little bit. You know, we are a group of musicians that all come from different backgrounds. And I just think we kind of blend very well. And when we write and record music, you know, it comes out true, I guess is a good word. Like what I mean by that is the image that I hear when I write the song in my head, that my guys can translate that and put it down, and it comes out on the song. So, and sometimes it's even better than I imagined it. So,
oh, great. And yeah, I really wanted to say, Terry, I really love the music. I really enjoy the music. And one impression I got from it is that, you know, it was unique and familiar at the same time, if that makes sense. I mean, is that what yeah. you're you know, kind of going for, is, you know, something unique, but something that, you know, that people kind of, that could get into the groove and all that, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's, you don't necessarily set out to do anything purposefully, like when it comes to writing. You know, I kind of let the song kind of take me where the song's going to take me, right? And, you know, for me, it always kind of straddles that line between, you know, classic country and a little bit of Southern rock, which both of those things are familiar to people. So I could see how it could sound new, yet like it's something older. A lot of times when we play songs of our own in our set along with covers, you know, we won't even introduce that, hey, this is an original. We'll just play the song, and then on the break be like, hey, who sang that one song? I'd be like, oh, it's us. Here's the CDs, you know. And so I never really intentionally go into to sound like anything. I just think it's more of like the influences that I have and other guys in the band have that really kind of drive it towards the sound that we get, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So Terry, I want to talk a little bit, you know, we're talking about the songwriting. So, I mean, for you, is there a certain time that you like to, you know, write songs, or do ideas, you know, come to you throughout the day, or how does that work?
I have song ideas everywhere. You know, sometimes it's waking up in the middle of the night. Like I woke up the other night, I had a couple lines. I grabbed my phone, I typed them into the notepad, went back to sleep, got up in the morning, looked at them and be like, I don't know what I was thinking there. So I set it down a couple days later. I'm like, oh, I got it. Now I remember. So I went back to it and I wrote a song out of it. So sometimes it's like that. Sometimes, you know, I describe my writing as a binge writer. I can sit down in one day and write four or five songs and then not write anything for 2 weeks. But, you know, then there's also times where an idea will come to me like that, where I feel like I have to get it out, and then I get it all out on paper, and then I'll go back and refine it later. But mostly, you know, I like to, my style is more to like write fast and then write, you know, or write what I feel. Those are the two big things for me. And oddly enough, I do some refining of the songs, but I'm not like pining over every word and every phrase, because, you know, I kind of feel like that song came to me and I'm releasing it out into the, you know, into the rest of the world. That's how it was given to me. So that's how I'm going to put it out. And, you know, I make it so it musically makes sense, but as far as meaning and what it says, you know, it's just kind of what comes out.
Okay. So for you, Terry, you know, you mentioned about, you know, writing the songs with the band together. So, I mean, do you actually write the lyrics all together, or do you have the lyrics, and then when you get the core of the song done, then come to the band and say, let's, you know, write all the parts, or?
Yeah, typically what I do is I'll get like a chord structure together, and I'll get the melody line with the vocals. And then I'll take that information and I'll just do like a quick little video and then email it to the guys. And then they start working on their parts. And then we come in and we get into the band room. We're sitting in my studio right now. So we come into the band room and, you know, we'll start working the songs. And then we'll, you know, we'll kind of arrange stuff and extend pieces and add an intro and do those things. Those guys are 100% responsible for their parts. And then the way that it kind of works out credit wise is I'm listed as the singer songwriter. And then the Terry Douglas Band with all of its members is listed as the composers of the music. So
we see the guitar back there, Terry. So, I mean, are you like the rhythm guitarist, or do you have a part you come up with too, or?
I primarily play rhythm. I don't do any leads. We have a great lead guitar player in Dave Parks. We have an awesome steel player in Jerry Miller. And then Craig Nelson is our rhythm player. He plays electric. And I primarily play acoustic, but there are some songs that I do play the electric on. But, you know, mine is more rhythmic for the band. And then those guys do their things. There's some songs I don't even play on just because they've already got their parts and I don't want to mess them up. So.
Oh, so you mentioned that, yeah, everyone in the band is in charge of their own parts. But I mean, essentially, then you could say, or you maybe critique it, or usually when they say, here's what I've got, you say that that's great, or?
Well, it just depends. Like if you know, we're playing a ballad and Dave comes in with this big rockin' solo, I might tell him to tweak it down a little bit, you know. Ultimately, you know, we come to a consensus of what sounds good usually. The final say does come to me though. I mean, it's kind of my name that's out there, and you know, I want to make sure that we're putting out the best possible music as we possibly can. So then
when you record all of this this music, I mean, you pick like the your best songs. I mean, did you record like every original song you've written, or?
Oh no. Now, typically what happens is we usually, like, we're gonna do an album in the fall, and we'll get together probably in late October. We're supposed to record mid-November, so late October we'll get together, we'll go through the material, we'll pick out the best 12 songs that we want on the CD. And those are the ones that we focus on. And then we go hard at it. You know, we'll practice 3, 4, 5 times a week, just getting those parts down. So that way, when we hit the studio, You know, we're not learning our parts in the studio or trying to come up with stuff in the studio. We have a good idea of what we're going to do when we get there. Not to say that it doesn't change, but, you know, for the most part, once we get there, we know what we're going to do and how it's going to sound. And a lot of times we try to play them out ahead of time if we can. So.
Okay, Terry. So I want to talk about these nice songs that you've sent here in our audience, at least for the podcast has been the audio podcast I've been listening to. So the first song we have is Small Town USA. Can you tell us about this song, please?
Yeah. It's actually our current single. And, you know, the thoughts behind that song were kind of based off upon just, I have some friends and they throw these little private parties and stuff. And they're usually like block parties where they shut down the street and we go and we play. And, you know, I'm just sitting there one night and I'm just kind of looking around and it's exactly what I think America should be. A bunch of people that get together, just enjoying themselves, having a good time, you know, trying to do the best that they can with what they have. And, you know, and just being together with each other and enjoying each other's company. You know, we've been fortunate enough to play for them probably 6 or 7 times in the past year and a half. And every time it's just amazing to me when you bring a group of people together that you know, all just want to relax and have fun and what kind of a great environment that is. And, you know, kind of got my gears going, thinking about, you know, growing up in a small town like I did, you know, the things that you go through, you know, the struggles with wanting to leave or not wanting to leave your town. And that kind of drove that song for me. And, you know, and it was actually one of the easier ones that we put together because I think we had that one down within a couple days, like a couple practices. And it didn't change much from where we recorded it. It was pretty neat to see it come together. So.
Oh, okay. And now the next song we have here is Tattoos. Can you tell us about this one?
I sure can. So I got the idea. We have a promoter that helps us online. Her name is Sandra. And she sent me this phrase. It was about tattoos and I forget what the rest of it was. I didn't use the rest of it. And then she started telling me a little story about some things that some of it was going on in her life and some of it was going on in a friend of hers life. And from that conversation, that song was born. So, you know, I always tease people that song was written over the internet, which I have a couple of them that actually were because of COVID last year. So, you know, so that's kind of the story behind that one. It's a third person view of a dynamic of a relationship that where the girl has had enough and the guy doesn't even have a clue what's going on really. So.
Okay. And the last one here is Through the Storm. Can you tell us about this one?
My wife and I co-wrote that one. So that one's always special to me. So I think everybody has had times in their life where they just feel like they can't go any further. How can I handle anymore? And myself included. And a lot of that song draws upon my experiences where I've been just overwhelmed to the point where I'm just like, I can't do it anymore. And the title came from my wife and I kind of talking back and forth about songs and we talked and she gave me that title and we started to write it. And, you know, it kind of grew into, you know, just how do you deal with all of the things that are going on? You got to remember when I was writing these songs, it was probably March of 2020, March, April of 2020. I had a whole album already written and we were going to go into the studio and record it in April of 2020. And then like those songs just didn't seem like they fit what was going on at the time. And they really didn't feel like me anymore, I guess. So I scrapped it took it. It's sitting on a shelf. I'll get to it another day, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. And I wrote all of the songs on Through the Storm, or co-wrote them, within a 30-day time frame. There was a point in time where I was sending my band a new song every day in the month between March and April. Okay, this is going to be our next album. This is what we're doing now. So we got in, we rehearsed them in May. We just set up in my garage at the time and just banged out these songs for 6-7 hours a day until they were good. And then we hit the studio, recorded the album in 3 days. So that one, that particular song though, was kind of like the one that started it all for that new writing process. I'm like, oh, this is something I really like. I want to write stuff that'll go with this and kind of make a complete album. I'm still a believer in albums, you know? So I think there's importance when you put out an album that has some consistency track to track. So,
okay. So yeah, those are some great songs here. And now, Terry, I want to talk a little bit about your performing. So I'm not sure how it is in Thornville, Ohio, or, you know, around Columbus, Ohio, as far as performing, but I mean, are you getting gigs? Are you getting back into the swing of things? Or
I never really slowed down. I mean, that when we shut down, obviously we didn't have anything to do, but we were writing, so we were busy. And then June, July is when things started picking up a little bit back in Ohio last year. And then the fall was really busy. And then I didn't book anything for 2021 because I wasn't sure what was really going to go on. So I decided to start booking stuff February 15th. By February 22nd, I had my whole year booked all the way up until December. So we've been very busy. We've been very fortunate to get to play in front of people and get to really kind of get out there and do our thing. And we've been able to get into a lot of new venues this year. And that's going to continue into 22, which we're looking for now as well. So, yeah, I mean, we've been very fortunate that whether it's playing solo or duo or with the full band, we've been doing at least 4 nights a week for the whole year. So it's been pretty good.
Great. So now the question is, you know, you mentioned about, you know, doing the solo, the duo, you know, trio, the whole band. But my question is, you know, as the rhythm guitar player, do you play different parts or does what you play change if it's just the two of you versus the whole band?
Well, Dave and I are usually the duo partners, my lead player and I, and it might change a strumming pattern or it might. And it really doesn't change too much for me. I mean, you know, I mean, it's country music. So it's three chords in the truth. There's only so many ways you can play them and strum them. So, you know, I think the songs that we play, Dave and I, versus the songs that we play with the band, I think that we have probably another 40 songs different than what we would have in the band. And there are some originals that we don't do as a duo just because the instrumentation parts of the other people are so important to the song that it just doesn't sound the same. But for the most part, you know, we try to give a great show regardless. So.
Oh, okay. So I wanted to ask you, Terry, you know, about some of those venues. And the question I have, you know, here in the Orlando area, we have about 30 craft breweries. And I was just wondering where you are. Are there a lot of craft breweries and do you play those craft breweries?
Yeah, there are quite a few. We play a lot of the local bars and a lot of the breweries around here. But we're really focusing on doing the full band stuff this year and really going into 22. We're only going to be doing duo stuff like on Thursdays. And Sundays are really the goal. So Friday and Saturdays are always going to be a band show. However, you know, if those pop up and we can play them, absolutely. If they want to have us on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, absolutely we play them. I'll play anywhere that'll have me. I really will, you know. You know, I love playing out in front of folks, and I love, you know, kind of introducing them to our music and introducing them to, you know, some of the music that maybe they've not heard before or they've forgotten about. Because we do play a lot of classic country in our sets, and then a lot of the newer kind of Texas red dirt alternative country type stuff as well.
Okay. And now, like, as far as festivals, is there like a Taste of Columbus or Taste of Thornville or some big festival that you play at? Or
we're playing, there's a little town, Baltimore, Ohio, that's not too far from here. We're playing there this Saturday. And then we do some selective festivals throughout the year. We have a couple in North Carolina and one in South Carolina this year that we're doing. We've got a couple in Ohio that we're doing this year, one in Northern Ohio, and the one we're playing this Saturday. Our schedule is a mixture right now of festivals in the summer, bars, outdoor venues in the summer, and then the wintertime is more clubs and music venues and some bars as well.
Okay. So when you travel, you mentioned South Carolina, and then, you know, in your Ohio, do you change the sets? I mean, is there different songs, different areas want to hear, or you just have kind of one size fits all for everyone? Or
I think that when we go into a different market, we really don't change too much. We have sets that we establish and we tweak them all the time. We add new songs, take songs out. But there are a core bunch of songs that are always in there. So if we're, it also depends on the length of song or sets as well. You know, sometimes if we're playing a bar, it's a 3-hour show, so we're playing two 90-minute sets. If it's a festival, it's typically one 90-minute set. So we try to gear that more towards the original stuff. When we're playing at a bar and it's a 3-hour set, you're going to hear a lot of originals. You're going to hear, you know, probably 50% original, 50% cover at that point in time. But it really is just depending on, you know, what they like. I mean, one of the things I used to do, and I still do it to this day, is when I get into a new market or a new venue, I'll go to their jukebox and look at their last played or most played list on their jukebox. And that gives me a pretty good indication of where, if we're playing the right stuff or not. But, you know, the thing is that our set list is so eclectic that we have stuff that anybody, there's something for everybody in it. I'm pretty sure of it. Like, if you like rock, we got a couple rock songs. If you like, you know, classic country, we got those. If you like the newer, you know, Texas red dirt stuff, we got that. You like original music, we have that as well. So we try to really take a look at our set list and find the songs that people really like that we can cover. And then we try to introduce them to our music as well.
Okay, Terry, we want to talk about your website in just a bit, but before sure. We get to that, you know, when I was a kid, you know, we want to talk about requests and how you handle different song requests. When I was a kid, I always heard every festival, Freebird, Freebird, Freebird. I mean, does anyone shout that anymore? Or?
Yeah, that and Wagon Wheel are the two big requests that we don't play. So, you know, I always tease people. I've been Wagon Wheel free now for 2.5 years, so I'm not going to keep it that way. So, you know, if we could do those, if we could do Freebird and we could do it justice, I would totally play Freebird. I would, but you know, I don't want to. That's such an iconic song that I wouldn't even want to touch it. You know, it's like, I'm afraid that we would really mess that up. And we've tried playing it just on a whim, just in practice, and it did not end well. So,
okay. So, yeah, let's talk a little bit, Terry, about, you know, your social media website. But first of all, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of bands, you know, they wanted to stay fresh and current. They would do these Facebook Lives. I mean, is that something that you had done?
I did. I was doing, when the pandemic first started, there's a lot of little clubs in Ohio that shut down like that, right? So, you know, their employees were out of work, like the bar owners were struggling. So for the first probably month of the pandemic, I was doing benefit shows for the wait staff at the bars that I play at. I think I did probably 15 of those and raised, I don't know, maybe $5,000-$6,000 for those guys. And then I started doing a weekly one where I would just like, I started off on Tuesday nights and then I went to Wednesday nights. A buddy of mine and I started this a Facebook page called Rowdy Live Streams, where Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, there's a show each night. There's three performers each night, each does about an hour. And you can go and just, you know, watch and, you know, have a good time. And so I did those up until, well, it's probably, let's see, what month are we in? Probably till March of this past year. And then I just started getting really busy with gigs, so I couldn't do it anymore. But yeah, it was a good way to kind of bridge the gap and stay sharp. We did do a couple of them with the band. There's a couple places in our area that are equipped and set up to do full band live streams, and we are now. But you know, we did do a couple of those, and those went really well. We were very blessed to play a very big theater in our in Newark, which is not too far from where I live, and they had a full live stream set up there as well, which was amazing because the audio was awesome and the video was stellar. So,
Terry, I mean, you know, now, you know, getting back to normal with, you know, performing in person, but I mean, do you have an interest of maybe combining both, like the internet and live? So, I mean, you could have double the audience, or?
Yeah, we're talking about it, and my sound guy and I are kind of dabbling in trying to figure out how we can do it well. You know, obviously being independent and being a, you know, everything's funded by us. You know, it's. I'm the kind of person that I don't want to put it out there if it's not good. So I don't want to throw a couple cell phones up on the corners of the stage and be like, hey, here's your live stream. I want to make sure that we get a good audio from the board and then we get some good camera angles and that we can do it and make it work. And I think that we're going to be able to do that within the next few months. That's kind of the goal anyhow. And we would love to be able to incorporate those and maybe just, I want to try to figure out how I can just do them to my website. So that way they can go there and watch them. I think that's that'd be a good way to kind of drive people to go check us out and check out the music and stuff. So.
Okay. And speaking of what a website, Terry, that's a good segue that you could tell us about your website, please.
Yeah, you can head over to terrydouglasmusic.com. And there you can reach all of our social media pages, Instagram, Facebook. You can send us an email. What else can you do from there? I don't know. There's a bunch of places it's linked to. It's been up for quite a few years, and we update it frequently. It has all of our events on there. You can buy merch. You can buy CDs. You can watch videos. There's a blog that kind of tells you about what we've been working on and what's been going on up there. It's really kind of the one-stop shop for all things Terry Douglas Band. If you need to know something, that's probably a good place to start. So,
okay. So, Terry, I mean, do you have any, you know, big plan? You mentioned about the album. Could you tell us more? Did you mention when this album was actually going to be coming out, or?
We will record all the tracks in November at a local studio, Earthworks Studio in Newark, Ohio. And from there, it'll go into mixing and mastering. I'm thinking that we're probably, because of the holidays and stuff, we're probably going to be looking at late February, early March for a release. And that'll, it's going to be a good one, man. The first couple tracks that we've been working on are I'm very impressed with what I'm hearing so far. So
great. And is there any, you know, upcoming shows you'd like to mention, or if people are in your area to check out, or?
Yeah, let me hang on 1 second here. I should have had this pulled up. Let me look at this real quick here. So this week, we're in Mansfield, Ohio. Dave and I as a duo on Thursday. Dave and I as a duo on Friday here in Thornville at Papa Boo's. And then we have the Baltimore Fest in Baltimore, Ohio on Saturday. And then on the 21st, it's a new venue for us, but it's a beautiful venue in Plain City called The Granary. And it's this beautiful outdoor venue with a big stage. It's going to be a good one. We got our friend Patrick Jenkin opening up for us. And he is an unbelievable talent, solo guy that just has the voice of an angel. So we're trying to keep him working. So he will be joining us for a couple shows. And then he'll be joining us when we start heading out of town next year in March, April of next year. So.
Oh, so you plan on hitting more states next year? I mean, do you have Pacific venues or locations, a set, or you're still looking for places, or?
Well, yeah, we're going to target the surrounding states to Ohio first. So we're going to do Michigan, Indiana, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, sorry, I missed that one, PA. And then also we're going to look more into North Carolina, South Carolina, since we do a few runs down there anyhow. And if things go well, we really would like to get out to Texas and Oklahoma at some point in time next year as well.
Oh, okay. And so maybe Orlando, Florida may be in your future. You never know, huh?
You know, you do never know. If it would work out to where we can do it, I can come down to Florida for a while. That'd be awesome. I don't know if I want to do it in like in August or anything, but I've been in Florida in August. It's hot. So.
right. Okay, Terry. Yeah, we really do appreciate your time and appreciate the music. So, I mean, right now then, as far as if our audience wanted to purchase any music, I mean, you have a new album, but do you have other albums or any other music they could purchase? Or
we do. We have, let's even think about this. We have two full-length Terry Douglas Band albums and a couple EPs that are up there. And then I also have an album that I did before we assembled the band that we play songs off of. You can find all the CDs at the website, terrydouglasmusic.com. If you're not a CD person and you're a digital person, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, all those places, any place pretty much that you can digitally get music, we're there. So you can find us pretty much anywhere you find anybody else on the digital platforms. Just search for Terry Douglas Band and you'll be able to find all of our music.
Okay, great. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
I'm very blessed to be playing music with the guys that I am, and those guys are amazing. And I just want to kind of introduce the guys in the band. Our drummer is Billy Compton. Our bass player is Wolf Wagner. Our guitar player, lead player is Dave Parks. Steel player is Jerry Miller. And then our rhythm player is Craig Nelson. So we've been together now as this configuration for about 2 years. The band's been together for about four. So, we're hitting that mark where we're starting to hit our stride. And we're excited for what 2020 brings. And come out to a show, check us out online. And we appreciate all the support. And thank you for having us today, Mike.
Sure, definitely my pleasure. And speaking about online, if you could give your website one final time, please.
Sure can. www.terrydouglasmusic.com.
Okay, my guest has been Terry Douglas, a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer with the Terry Douglas Band from Thornville, Ohio, around Columbus, Ohio, and you've been listening to What's Up America with Mike Kerr, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please catch us again next time. Okay, let's see.